Long ago, I learned that a nickname for the ivory-billed woodpecker was the Lord God Bird. I assumed that was because if someone came upon so huge and shockingly beautiful a bird, they'd blurt out a Lord God Almighty in sheer amazement. But when word came to me that people at the greatest ornithological institution in the world, the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology, and one of the greatest conservation organizations, the Nature Conservancy, had discovered at least one living, breathing, ivory-billed woodpecker hiding out deep in the mucky, mosquito- and snake-infested forests of Arkansas, the aptness of the nickname suddenly struck me. We all believe in things we cannot see. God, love, electrons and photons and dinosaurs exist only for those who have faith that they do or once did. Sometimes the factual nature of something eludes us, and being human, we can't help but form opinions anyway, even though the reality, whatever it is, exists on a different plane, not at all subject to opinion. Is whatever celebrity who's on trial this week guilty or innocent? Does God want us to surgically stick a feeding tube into someone whose no longer functioning brain is becoming liquefied? Does God want us to shun and reject from our churches and society every gay person who doesn't happen to be a pedophile priest? We may each have faith in what we see as the answers. You may have faith that you figured out what my opinions are by how I put the questions. And we may trust or spurn someone else's opinion about anything, and we can argue about our own opinion till the cows come home, but proof is a trickier issue, and God's not talking unless you have faith in people who say that He talks to them. People have the most acrimonious debates when talking about issues of faith, when there really can be no absolute and definitive proof one way or the other, perhaps because deep down, when lacking irrefutable proof, we cling to our beliefs about the unknowable all the harder. Does God exist? Does the Lord God Bird exist? For longer than my lifetime, in shouting matches between ornithologists and birders who fervently and somewhat logically insisted that the ivory-billed woodpecker was almost certainly gone forever, and those who fervently believed or fervently yearned to believe that such a magnificent creature had to still be somewhere on this planet, neither side could prove the case to the other's satisfaction. Of course, outside of human thoughts, the ivory bill lived, oblivious to whether or not people thought it was extinct, just as plants and animals and disease organisms continue to slowly but surely evolve, regardless of whether or not people believe it, just as the Earth's temperature was creeping upward before government officials with a vested interest in burning fossil fuels were willing to concede the truth. I wanted there to be ivory-billed woodpeckers on this planet as surely as I want there to be justice and peace and loving stewardship toward the earth. But until this week, I couldn't know, just as I can't know there is a God. It's an issue of faith. I felt and believed in the existence of the Lord God Bird, just as I do in God Himself. Sometimes, of course, I felt like Natalie Wood in Miracle on 34th Street, mumbling, I believe, it's silly, but I believe. But whether my beliefs and feelings were based on sound ornithology, gut instincts, or simply wanting so badly for the species to still exist, the ivory bill was alive all along for me, though the flame of my faith did suffer some dimming and flickering over the years. But now suddenly, at least for a time, the existence of the ivory-billed woodpecker is proven, at least through this moment in time. It's scary, because only one male bird has ever been seen at any one time, and so now there's a new issue of fact that people are forming opinions about. Is this one the last of its kind? Is there a small breeding population? As our government prepares to squander the last possible hiding place of another possibly extinct bird, the Eskimo curlew, on the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, we thank our lucky stars that we've got at least one one ivory-billed woodpecker to wonder and argue about. And I thank our lucky stars that John Fitzpatrick and his colleagues in the Ivory Bill Project could keep the stupefying secret for so long until they raised enough money to buy up at least some more of the bottom land needed to sustain this bird or birds, at least for a time. We've been given a reprieve, but I do firmly believe that God is going to hold us to task for squandering his gifts, or that the earth itself will. As with faith in God, belief in the continued existence of the ivory-billed woodpecker demands something of us, not smugness and self-righteousness and arrogance, but commitment and action. How we face this reprieve will define our humanity and worthiness for all time. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.